Hi, this is Jeff Dunn, and we are here for the second week of the ICRL Playwriting Competition in 2020.
The play that we're going to read here is called Crazy Planets by Rex McGregor. And before we get started, I will read stage directions, and I'll give you a little bit of introduction to that. But before that, if we can just go around and have each of you introduce yourself briefly. Why don't we start with who's playing Nicholas Copernic?
Hello, I'm Zach Rosen.
And Hypatia?
Hi, I'm Keely Curtis Chapman.
And playing Maria Paula.
Hi, I'm Eliza Pavel.
The setting for this is a student's lodging at the University of Krakow, Poland, in the year is 1491. So, starting the scene, a lectern holds a large medieval book. Nicholas rotates an hourglass and peeps at the night sky.
Doesn't make sense.
Nature always makes sense.
This doesn't.
It must. Nature can be weird, but it's never nonsense.
Look, I've been watching the sky every cloudless night for a month. That pesky Jupiter, it was moving east till last week when it stopped, turned around, and started moving west.
Correction. You didn't actually observe it turn around, did you?
I saw it heading in one direction, and now I see it heading in the opposite one. This is crazy. How can a planet go backwards?
You know the official explanation.
That's even crazier. They expect me to believe Jupiter's a dancing clown? It's toddling along like this, and all of a sudden it decides to twirl around in a little loop till it's back facing the same way again, carries on, performs another pirouette.
The experts may be wrong.
Where does that leave us? With the planet actually going backwards? Toddling along confidently till it suddenly loses its nerve, skulks in reverse, summons up some courage, resumes its journey, freaks out again. Retreats?
I can see why they picked the dancing theory, much more dignified.
It's all hogwash. A vain attempt to rationalize an absurdity. Those so-called experts, they're pathetic.
You can talk. You mock their delusion, yet here you are conversing with a ghost.
You're no ghost, Hypatia. You're a figment of my imagination. There's a difference.
Is there?
Ghosts don't exist. Figments of the imagination do. They're scientifically proven product of a tortured mind.
Not very flattering.
I've made you beautiful. Nearly as pretty as Matilda Kaminsky, if that's possible.
Matilda Kaminsky. I thought I was supposed to stop you thinking about Matilda Kaminsky.
Quit saying her name!
You poor thing. Try picturing me as someone less like her.
Less hot?
I prefer to be known for my intellect.
That's all right for you, but I need a hot girl to talk to me. Matilda Kaminsky doesn't even know I'm alive.
Cheer up, Nicholas. Not being alive isn't that bad. At least no one can kill you.
Getting back to Jupiter.
They hacked me to pieces, you know.
So I heard.
For being a scholarly female.
Yes, I've been reading about you.
They didn't like my inquiring mind.
It's what attracted me to you. I'm super curious, too.
Be careful. You don't want to end up like me, slaughtered by a mob of Christians.
With respect, that happened over 1,000 years ago. We're civilized now.
The church is even more dangerous, more powerful.
These days, it's perfectly safe to be inquisitive.
Tell that to the Inquisition.
The Inquisition should congratulate me. My observations confirm what the textbooks say. Every now and then, Jupiter does a little dance, and so does Mars and Saturn. The universe is a complete circus.
No. There's a scientific reason for everything under the sun.
Except the motion of the planets.
They're not
under the sun.
Wait. Aristarchus. Aristarchus.
Why are you saying that?
I have no idea. The word just popped into my head. I mean, your head.
Aristarchus. An ancient Greek philosopher. What's he got to do with anything?
Don't ask me. I can't tell you anything you don't already know. We figments have our limitations.
I think I came across his name in my reading. There was a diagram.
Nicholas searches through the pages of a book.
Can you find it?
Off stage, there's a knock on the door.
Hold on.
Ignore that. This could be important.
Here it is. Huh? He's got the planets going around the sun.
And the Earth orbiting it too.
How ridiculous. That would mean we aren't at the center of everything.
It could explain everything. We're moving on the inside track. When we overtake Jupiter, it looks as if it's going backwards.
There's another knock at the door.
Acute hypothesis. Only trouble is, it was refuted way back in the 5th century. By guess who?
Drat. I remember now. I did the math. It doesn't add up.
You need even loopier loops.
Then there must be something wrong with the diagram.
Like what?
You tell me. In real life, I had a brilliant mind. But this version of me was concocted by a first-year student. One who fears his intelligence may be merely average.
Hey!
Sorry, Nicholas. I only say what you think.
Maria Paula comes in, dressed as a postulant nun. She sees only Nicholas. The patient is invisible to her.
Herr Kopernik, forgive this intrusion. It's not my usual practice to visit a young man's chamber in the middle of the night, but I'm on a charitable mission, and charity overrides propriety.
Matilda?
Matilda Kaminsky.
I've renounced that name, along with all the vanities of the world. I'm Sister Maria Paula now. Technically only a postulant so far. They won't even let me be a novice yet.
Poor Nicholas, all your hopes dashed.
I know I used to be a terrible snob, but snobbishness is beneath me now. If Reverend Mother can't see how much I've changed, perhaps she needs to retire and leave the management of the convent to someone younger. Lord, whatever duty you require of me, I shall humbly obey.
Good riddance.
Be quiet.
Pardon?
Why are you here?
Your friends are worried about you, Herr Kopernik.
What friends?
Exactly. You spend too much time alone. According to the neighbors, you talk to yourself. Out loud. Your professors wonder if you're suited for the academic life.
I've been studying.
Maria Paula looks at the spine of the book.
Ah, the life of Horpatia. Wasn't she some pagan harlot?
Pagan and proud.
She was a anathema?
An accursed demon? Her witchcraft has clearly addled your brain.
Charming.
Your professors have informed your mother of your affliction. She thinks it best if you leave the university at once.
What?
She asked me to intervene. Apparently, you're one of my many admirers. It's hard to keep track of them all. But since I'm called on to wield my influence, wield it I shall.
Kick her out, Nicholas.
I recommend a monastery, where the only book is the Bible.
Tell her where to go.
I don't want to be a monk.
What choice do you have? You've lost the great love of your life. Be honest now. Could any other woman take my place in your heart?
Probably not.
What about me?
You're only a fantasy. There can never be anything physical between us.
Praise the Lord. You finally accept I'm unobtainable. You must seek consolation in the religious life. There's an abbey just outside of Krakow, a Benedictine one, but you can't have everything.
I can pray here.
Don't be silly. We have a horse and carriage waiting at the gate.
I need time to...
No need to pack. When you take holy orders, the church provides clothes, plus shelter and meals. What more can anyone want?
Would you like a list?
Let's be off.
Why not? The universe doesn't make sense anymore. Why should I bother trying to figure it out?
Stargazing isn't healthy. They say lunacy has something to do with the moon.
Poppycock.
Personally, I think the moon is the work of the devil. The way it tempts you to look at it, growing bigger when it hits the horizon.
That's an optical illness.
There's nothing wrong with my eyesight.
You stupid girl. Sometimes the moon does look bigger. Because sometimes it's closer. Because its orbit isn't a perfect... Nicholas, the moon's orbit isn't a perfect circle. So maybe...
The planet's orbits aren't either.
Aristarchus was on the right track, but his model needs tweaking.
I'll run some calculations.
Let's get you to the abbey, Herr Kopernik. You'll be cured in no time.
It's bound to be a complicated process.
It's quite simple.
It could take the rest of your days.
All you have to do is say, I renounce the devil and all his works.
Are you prepared to devote your whole life to science?
My whole life?
I'll be with you every step of the way.
The Lord is waiting. Make your vow.
Pause as Nicholas makes his decision.
I renounce the devil and all his works.
Excellent.
Goodbye, Maria Paula. I'm devoting my life to science.
Well, no one can say I didn't make an effort. I'm sure the Lord will amply reward me.
Maria Paula leaves.
Right to Pesha? Let's do the math.
Fetch your compass and screeds of paper.
By the way, guess what?
Hmm.
I imagine you're every bit as smart as you really were.
Aren't you clever?
End of play.